Andy was delighted when Lee told him that she was also planning to take the PSAT. She agreed that it would be a good idea to study together. He was eager to begin that very evening. "How about coming over to my house? I'm sure my parents would love to meet you." Actually, he wasn't sure how delighted his parents would be. He suspected that they would be glad to see him with a Chinese-American girl, but they'd probably think that a girl, any girl, would distract him from his studies. He was half sorry and half relieved when she said, "I'm going to be busy tonight. Maybe we can go to the public library tomorrow afternoon and get some sample tests and study guides." That night, he had a dream about fox hunting. Only this time, he found himself running on the ground, trying to get away from the mounted horsemen and howling dogs. There was somebody running with him, another fox with reddish hair and a bushy tail. It flashed a look at him with its slanting eyes. Andy and Lee began studying sample PSAT tests at the library. Working with someone else certainly made studying less of a drudgery. Andy felt relaxed with Lee. He didn't suffer the paralyzing shyness with her that seized him when he was with other girls. She was really good at finding out what his weaknesses were. English grammar was his worst subject, and Lee fed him the right questions so that the fuzzy points of grammar got cleared up. As the days went by, Andy became confident that he was going to do really well on the PSAT. At this rate, he might get a scholarship to some famous university. He began to worry that the help was one-sided. He was getting first-rate coaching, but what was Lee getting out of this? "You're helping me so much," he told her, "but I don't see how I'm helping you at all." She smiled at him. "I'll get my reward someday." Something about her glance looked familiar. Where had he seen it before? They had an extra-long study session the day before the exam. When they passed the corner house on their way home, the German Shepherd went into a frenzy of barking and scrabbled to climb the cyclone fence. Both the chain and the fence held, fortunately. Lee looked shaken and backed away from the fence. At Andy's house, she recovered her color. "Well, good luck on the exam tomorrow." She looked at him for a moment with her slanting eyes, and then she was gone. Again, he thought he remembered that look from somewhere. All during supper, he was tantalized by the memory, which was just out of reach. That night, he dreamed about fox hunting again. It was more vivid than usual, and you could see the scarlet coats of the riders chasing him. The howling of the dogs sounded just like the German Shepherd. Again, he was running with another fox. It had huge, slanting eyes, bright with mischief. He woke up, and as he sat in his bed, he finally remembered where he had seen those huge, slanting eyes. They were Lee's eyes. Next day, Andy met Lee at the entrance to the examination hall. He suddenly realized that if he said her name in the Chinese order, it would be Hu Li, which sounded the same as Huli, or fox. She smiled. "So you know." Andy found his voice. "Why did you pick me, particularly?" Her smile widened. "We foxes hunt out our own kind." That was when Andy knew why the German Shepherd always snapped at him. He himself must be part fox. His ancestor, Liang Fujin, had accepted help from the fox spirit after all, and she had collected her reward.